Want to talk?
Hi, it looks I'm so good. Halston, and what's the thing?
I'm Ashley, and
What's going on?
And where are we right now?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Our last Corona. Not COVID joke not for the season.
Indeed. Hi, I'm Ashley.
And I'm Emily.
And here's the thing. Here's the Thing is a podcast where Emily and I try things for the first time. And
in the season of quarantine.
quarantine.
We caught up with some friends and talked about life post-COVID. And here we are. Welcome to episode...
What is the word for during COVID?
Oh.
Like not...
Durante. That's just Spanish, but...
During COVID. Not pre or post. We're really in the thick
just
of it
COVID
still.
Life.
Just COVID.
Yeah, truly are.
Life in COVID. Life in Technicolor, but life in COVID.
Here we are. We made it to episode 40 of Here's the Thing. If you guys can believe. I can.
If you listen to one a year, you'd be having a crisis right now.
Crisis?
In the middle of your
mode.
Life.
Or not.
So,
yes, this episode, we wanted to say thank you at the beginning, not the end. Huh? To all of our friends and guests who came on, all 17 of you, 18 of you, 16 of you.
Episode 20 technically didn't have a person.
And
I can't do the math.
38
but
thanks,
everybody. And 39.
We're us.
And there's no.
But I did count. I think it's 18 because I counted. And we, if you count Ashley and I, we had 9 girls and 9 guys, which was important to me. We had good representation.
Ah, that's good stuff. You're welcome.
That's equality.
A society. Yeah, so thanks, everybody. And here's some updates from our friends.
We know you're wondering what they're up to.
Yeah, you wonder no more.
What's up? Here's the thing. It's Ian, Emily's brother.
Hi, I'm Kylie Sue.
Hello, everybody. This is Grant Thiesing.
Hey, guys. This is Gemma.
Hello, this is Aiden.
And this is other Aiden.
Hi, I'm Nate Ross.
I'm Halston. And...
Hello, this is Charlene.
Hi, this is Wyatt from that one episode that has my name in the title.
Hey everyone, I'm Sarah.
Hi, I'm Kara.
Hey, this is Luke.
Hey listeners, it's Deuce Fayo here. I was on the pod a couple weeks ago.
This is Kit, and here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
And 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 here's the thing.
Beow, 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 beow. Since I was last on the show, not a whole lot has really changed in terms of the COVID situation. I think I talked a decent amount about what it was like to teach and remote learning. And since that time, we have had absolutely no guidance or clear answers about what the heck is going to happen in the fall. I know that I think my school is going to try to return fully in person, kind of obviously not regular, but... students in the classroom, which I've got really mixed emotions about because I think that remote learning is highly inequitable for students, but I also don't want those precious kiddos to get COVID and take it home to their loved ones. So that's the predicament we're in right now, I guess. I have been reading a lot, especially I've been on a huge Stephen King kick. I kind of took up writing short fiction as a bit of a hobby. during the pandemic, and I've been sharing stories with some of my friends that I went to undergrad with, and went to a rally or two, Black Lives Matter, you bet, and I've been spending a lot of time with my lovely lady friend in Eugene, which has been really nice. So, hope y'all are well. Peace and love.
Not much has been up since quarantine started, since I last talked to you guys, but, yeah, I've just been mainly going on a lot of walks. Recently I started running, which is disgusting, and, I've been watching a lot of TV. I finished Breaking Bad recently for the second time, which is all pretty exciting. So yeah, really good stuff going on over here. I'm moving soon, so that should be fun, just to the other side of campus. Yeah, alive and well. All my plants are alive and well. Everything's great. And yeah, that's it. I don't really have much else to update on. Yeah, stay safe.
I am the man who appeared on episode 24 of this podcast. If you want to go back and listen to me just ramble on and stomp on the hosts talking and asking me questions, and I just kind of go on a rant. But here's the thing, update on my life. You know, just getting after it, you know, just doing my thing. It's a big transition period in my life, so it's interesting to be going through a turbulent personal time as on top of a societally turbulent time. It's a nice little combo, nice little 1-2 punch, punching myself in my own brain and then also getting punched in the face by all the social problems that are going on. But you know, that's pretty much the update on what's going on personally with me. Going to be moving to the Portland area, and just want to take a moment to say that Ashley is a great friend, and it has been nice getting to know Emily a little bit more over the spring and summer, and I appreciate y'all having me on the podcast. You know, just kind of you know, some free practice to work on podcasting, because, you know, I have my own podcast, Bitstains. You know, check it out if you want to. But yeah, I texted Ashley and she was like, oh yeah, you know, this can be 1 to 3 minutes. So I guess I'm going to try and use up the whole 3 minutes. So just wanted to say that I hope everybody's good out there. Everybody's having a fine day. Something that I've been really working on to stay sane, because I did definitely hit a mental low point. Probably a PR, as they call it, a personal record for mental low point in my life for about like 2 weeks. And yeah, since then, I've really just been focusing on things that are within my control and things that I know can make an impact. So I've been trying to focus on myself and do a lot of mindfulness exercises, yoga, reading, journaling, meditation, things like that. And then just been reaching out to friends more often to hang out with them, because if I'm improving their life, then I'm being productive in some way. But yeah, I'm looking forward to taking the MCAT on September 27th, and I hope that goes well. And then I'll probably force Ashley and Emily to have me on again to talk about the MCAT and taking it, and first time taking the MCAT. But yeah. All right, everybody. Bye. Here's the ting.
Yeah, I heard I'm giving an update on what's happened since the last time I was on the podcast. And it took me a second to remember when that was and what was going on at the time. But yeah, I'm still living in Corvallis with Ashley. Still happy roomies. Been having a lot of summer fun and floating rivers and sleeping in the car and all the fun stuff. Camping, getting mosquito bitten, sweltering away on the long hot days. It's been so good. I started working full-time as a campus missionary and raising support. So I transitioned out of whatever quarantine was into a little bit more of that. And just been enjoying time with fam and friends and facing my fears and confronting people in ways I never thought I would, like asking people out and asking them for money. So, been doing lots of fun stuff. Super excited for the fall and for what it looks like when students come back and I get to work with them and meet with them and all of that. So, yeah, I feel like that's it. If I missed anything, let me know. Hit me up. Track me down. Whatever it is. Okay, bye, guys.
Get closer.
And now I'm super far away from the microphone. It's reverse.
God. I'm not going to do this again. Thank you.
It's reverse.
All right, let's talk about your dilemma here, Aiden. What's your dilemma? I've got an apple in front of your eyes. Let's use that as a reminder of what this is about.
That you're the apple of my eye?
Well, thank you. but your applesauce business, that's been happening as of late.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you've toned it down a little bit.
I've toned it down, yeah. Profits are down.
Profits are down.
Theft is up.
Theft, yeah.
Theft is actually down recently, but...
For some context, Aiden has made a bunch of applesauce and canned it, and then he put it outside of the house and put, like, a sign that said, I'll suggest a donation. And they put money in the mailbox. But what would happen is that people would just take the applesauce during the night, and then Aiden would yell thievery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In all fairness, the suggested donation was pretty high, so...
Yeah, it was like $10. It was good applesauce, though.
$10 is a lot for applesauce.
It was good applesauce, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I figured people would do it because they like donating anyways, but I was incorrect.
I think they were just thrown off because it was a suggested donation, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, I don't have $10 to cough up. This guy's giving up free applesauce. I don't know. Yep.
What else? We went to the Alvord Desert.
We went to the Alvord Desert just last weekend. It's a really dry desert. It's
salt flats.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big salt flat. Same kind of thing that Burning Man's on. If you keep on going south from there, you'll get to more of them until you get to the big Black Rock Desert, the one Burning Man saw. It's pretty cool. I'm really glad we went. It was pretty awesome. It was a lot harder to camp there than I thought it would be, for sure.
Yeah.
The wind was intense.
Yeah.
That was the only thing.
The tent almost blew away.
Yeah, the tent almost blew away. The cookware got coated in dust if I left it for like a minute.
Yeah, we had some dusty Playa burgers. Oh, they were good though.
They were very good.
They were good. Thank you for making those.
No problem. Then we didn't camp there for two nights. We only camped there for one. The Steens Mountains were nearby, so it was nice to be able to retreat to those.
True.
Yeah. Well, you're working soon?
Yeah, I'm working soon. Getting my real boy job.
Real boy job.
My big boy job.
I'm still being a little boy. I'm going back to school.
Little boy, yeah, no.
I'm not out of metamorphosis yet.
No. You're out of metamorphosis in my heart.
Oh, thanks, Aiden. Yeah. All right, well, that's our update. Thanks. Thank you, Ashley and Emily, for including us on your podcast.
Uh-huh.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so since I recorded the pod with Emily and Ashley and Emily, I have had a minimum of 4 first-time doing something for the first time things. First time trying something. First, number one, pouring concrete. The first time I did it, I helped my buddy Kyle build a sidewalk. And we mixed it up and we poured it and we made it look really pretty. It looked like it was professionally done. And then like 2 weeks later, we did it at my house and made a whole patio. So first time pouring concrete and second time pouring concrete. Number two, saw the redwood forest for the first time in California. Before then, it was all just lyrics and a song to me. This land is your land. But now, it's real. And the trees are real, and they're 300 feet high, and I drove a car through one, and technically, so did my daughter, who is 3 years old. Speaking of my three-year-old daughter, number three, legitimately losing to my three-year-old daughter in a board game. Sneaky, snacky squirrel. She got me. She'll get you. Look out. Here she comes. Number four, first time officiating a wedding. Talked about it on the pod. It was coming up. Now it's happened. Everything went amazingly well. And I know that because the grandparents told me so. Goodbye.
Okay, so we are recording though?
Yeah.
Hello, August 1st. Reporting in from the Lower Deschutes River, this is Halston Celentine on behalf of the Here's the Thing podcast. And I would like to give an update on my life. Since you last heard from me, I have moved to Sisters, Oregon, where my parents reside, and I've reconnected with my grassroots heritage. I no longer wear shoes outside, for the most part, and I connect with the ions in the dirt. I don't know if I'm taking this. what do you call it?
Grounding.
Yeah, I honestly do feel pretty good. Yeah, I feel good about where I am right now. And if you're wondering about the political thing, I've recently subscribed to the New York Times, and I have some weekly digests being sent to me. So I'll be keeping up and hopefully, kind of unravel the turmoil of my past and see where those stressors are originating from. What else to say? Oh, it's a beautiful day. I'm here with Adam Novotny, a old school friend, or longtime school friend, rather. Ashley Chan, the co-founder of this podcast, and her friend Gemma Braccio, who you've also heard on the podcast. We are still in the midst of COVID, however, so I hope that all of y'all are staying safe out there, social distancing, taking this thing serious. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I decided to do it in the shower because I thought it would be fun, and I just kept forgetting. But updates since quarantine, things are going well. Everybody seems to think that the coronavirus is gone, but it is not. It's still around, and so that makes me kind of sad since people are out doing more things, even though we should all still be quarantining very much so. But one thing I do want to emphasize is you should get out to vote and sign up to vote, because this election can mean a lot, and it's less than 90 days away. And at least for me, since I'm from California, I have to sign up for mail voting early. And so make sure you do that. I don't really know what else to say. OVCU has not been doing a great job of communicating what their plan is with COVID, and as well as they have a bad plan for COVID in the fall. But I guess I'm not going there anymore, technically. So does it really matter? Oh, yes, I'm no longer moving. Things are still great with Aiden. Yep.
So it's only been about a month since I was in on the podcast. So my life hasn't changed too drastically. However, I did get married 6 days ago. Yeah, that about pretty much does it. Things aren't really changing a whole lot. Audrey and I are almost fully funded in our ministry this summer. We've put her on full-time. I'm on part-time. That's been an incredible blessing. And we're just plugging along. Moved into our apartment, locked in, having a great time. Stay beautiful out there.
A little bit of a life update. I'm currently stranded on the side of the road with a broken down car. Backseat full of melting groceries. Nicely getting my seat all wet and just making a horrible mess that is not gonna be fun to clean up. Tow truck should be here any minute. I wore black jeans today. I don't know why. It's about 98 degrees right now. It's really hot. Been here for maybe 25, 30 minutes. Dick's Towing is taking their time. But We'll see. Hopefully they come soon. And yep, that's it. That's my life update. It honestly might end here, so it was a good run.
Since the last podcast that I recorded with Ashley and Emily, I actually got hired as a legislative aide for Representative Neron in House District 26 in Oregon. And I've been doing quite a bit of work in terms of, you know, the normal secretary stuff with emailing and making appointments, but it's been a really enlightening process for me to learn about how these processes get formed and these ideas get made, as well as learning about constituents and kind of hearing about other people's thoughts and kind of collaborating with them. It's just been a real journey. I'm very excited to continue on in this role. I'm really hoping that I can really create impacting change in my community by you know, just helping in any way that I can and serving that community. So it's been really, really fun. Hope to see you guys soon.
So since my episode, it wasn't that long ago, so not a whole lot has been going on. I've been listening to and enjoying the new Taylor Swift Folklore album. Super fun. And I've just been trying to, you know, deal with the COVID craziness as it continues. And I'm ready for classes to start back up. And I'm still writing a lot for The Advocate and just trying to keep busy. So yeah, there's not a whole lot going on, but I really enjoyed being on the pod. Thanks to Emily and Ashley for having me. And yeah, I hope everyone had a good quarantine as well and continues to. Bye.
Updates in my life. At the time we recorded our episode, I think I had been looking for a job for a little while, any work I could get. So an update in my life is that I have a job. I'm actually sitting in the parking lot right now at 5:54 in the morning, eating my pre-shift banana. A more recent update is that I'm going to be quitting my job. Very exciting. I don't even have another job lined up. I have just been thinking, and I think that I would rather have no job than this job. So that's pretty exciting. Anyway, that's the thing. Thanks, guys.
Just a quick update on my life. I've been spending a lot of time researching and listening to the administrators in the education department to see what the school year would be like. There's been a lot of things said and a lot of proposals, so it's really hard to prepare for. A lot of gossip going around as well, and trying to do what's best for students, for teachers, for families, and for the community is a lot of aspects that's just hard to control. So preparing my mind, my heart, and my body for it has been a little tough. I've also spent a lot of time at the church that I'm a part of, and it's called Pioneer Church. It's a new church plant that the Cook family has planted in Southtown Corvallis. So we're super small, but we're trying to grow and show the love of Jesus to everyone that we come across to, and hopefully spread out through the state of Oregon and to the nations and hopefully to the world. You know, we have big dreams there. And we have recently hosted a couple youth group teams from Tennessee to show them around this beautiful state and God's creation, to allow them to serve the community and just grow with one another and the people here. So that's been awesome and super encouraging. So just a plug for my church, Pioneer Church. We want to love on people, and if you need a place to be loved and to practice your spiritual Christian beliefs, Pioneer Church is the right place for you. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram, Southtown Pioneer. I'm sure Ashley will tag us in this, and we'll get you connected and hope to hear from you soon. But that's my life update so far. There's the thing. Here's the thing. However you want to end this. Ashley, you got this.
So since my podcast, a couple things. I changed a dirty diaper for the first time. Even though I have a niece, I really skipped out on that for the first 2 years of her life. Hopefully her mom doesn't hear this and now think I want to change her dirty diapers. We finally are almost moved into our new apartment fully.
And also new thing, I get to start a new job starting like next week-ish, and I don't have to take care of small children. And after the last podcast, two people reached out to me, so hey Jeff and hey Mom. And that was the thing.
Content suggestion bit.
Okay. Since you all won't be hearing from us for a little while, since this is the end of our season and we're going to have a little vacay? Question mark. We're going to have a coronation from you guys in the pod. We wanted to suggest some things to listen to. So, Emily?
I just thought Oh Hello came out during quarantine. And it was made me laugh so hard. It was one of the best like pods I've listened to in a long time. So there's a good suggestion for you if you're looking for a good laugh. Truly hilarious.
So good. And then I'm going to suggest Reply All, which is I just keep coming back and listening to all their like random old episodes, and I really love them. And I really like their like coronavirus specific episodes that they've been putting out as well. I think those are really sweet too.
Other good one, we've talked about Goosebuds on the show before, show.
I was literally just listening to Goosebuds and, a moment ago.
Yeah, because I have loved their Corona episodes. They are so funny. The boys are just funny always, and they're doing a good job, like, bringing in the current moment, but also just being funny like normal.
Indeed.
Okay, any book suggestions, Ashley? Have you been doing any reading?
I read half of two books. Oh. I read half of Grey's Anatomy, which is fun. They're kind of like memoirs of like a girl dealing with human things.
Is it me?
Yes. So like things like smelling or having hair and et cetera. Oh.
I've never done any of those.
No. She's a robot again, so... and that was really fun. And then part of Tribe, which is a really short one, so I should just finish that. Huh. But that's also interesting. It's about a man. It's just like dealing with PTSD and coming back from war.
Oh, I just read one of those too. Slaughterhouse-Five. Very fun. Very good book. I was going to suggest, my suggestion was David Sedaris. Everyone, if you're just looking for a fun, quick read, pick up any book by David Sedaris, please.
Any singular one.
He's so funny. Ashley has, let's talk about diabetes with owls on her bookshelf if you want to come to her house.
Yeah, it's not mine, so you have to read it here and just leave it on the bookshelf. But
walk in and, but yes, hilarious, man.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that was my book suggestion. And then movies?
Can we do movies/TV?
Yes.
I've literally only watched Schitt's Creek. That's literally all I watch, and I watch it like once every 2 weeks. One episode, one 20-minute episode every 2 weeks. I watched Palm Springs.
That was on my list. Palm Springs, so fun.
So fun. No spoilers.
No spoilers, but if you just want a good, like, 2 hours, hour and a half of your life where you're just like, so pleased. I don't know. That was my experience with the movie.
The moment that it turned on, I was like, oh, that's the girl from How I Met Your Mother. Right? That's like the mom from...
I have never seen that show, but...
Thank goodness. Neither have I.
Oh, it's the guy from...
The Lonely Island.
Literally all the funny things there. Yeah,
there it is. But Palm Springs, super fun. That's it.
That's all we're going to suggest. I'm good with that. Okay, so enjoy that.
You get one movie recommendation.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Sorry. No, not sorry. But yes. Okay. And now on to our second to final segment. We wanted to do a last unexpected good things from COVID. Ashley, do you want to go first? What do you got?
Sure. You know, COVID and quarantine are kind of hard because downfall of the economy, no jobs, recent grad, nowhere for me to go. And so unemployment has been like kind of kicking my butt and making me a little sad. But at the same time, a lot of my friends, not unemployed, but like are partially employed. So we kind of have a lot of time to kick it and hang out with each other, which I think wouldn't have really happened if we'd all just graduated and gone our separate ways. And so this has been like an unexpectedly sweet time of just being able to like
reprieve. Is that what that's called in musical theater?
A reprise?
A reprieve. Reprieve!
I'm sorry.
It's like a break. It's like a, like you, it breaks the right way for you.
Thanks.
I don't know. Someone who's listening to this is going to be like, that idiot.
Send us a text message.
A reprieve. When you're like, oh, we want a reprieve. It's like a, yeah, okay.
We want an encore!
Yeah, that's kind of what it
no,
is.
No, no. I don't know. We want a reprise when the song that played at the beginning of the musical plays again at the end.
That's a reprise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which are also fun. This is like
and a relieve when we finally get the right word. Oh, what a feeling.
Yeah. Oh, mine is like pretty fun and specific. I went into my plan for the summer was to be working two jobs and be working like 7 days a week, which was fine. I was like buckled down and ready to do it. And my second job, though, I went to work. It was in June now. It's been a while, I guess. But anyways, I went to work one day and then like 3 hours in, they were like, there's a COVID case. And I was like, huh? And then it turns out I had been near the person with COVID and my brother had been near the person with COVID. And it was really just a bad time because I was convinced I had it. But at first I didn't think I had it. So then I was like, oh, well, I've given it to everyone I know now.
Anyways,
guess what? Didn't have it. It was a true like downward spiral of like, are these allergies or is this COVID? I think we've all been there maybe, but
yeah. Long Live by Taylor Swift plays in the background.
Okay, so update on that. So when I went into quarantine for like a week before I got my test back, and I was like, well, I really don't want to go back to that job because I don't want to do this again. Kind of not fun.
I don't want to do coronavirus again.
And so I quit that job, and that's been so fun. I've had such a good summer, like such low stress when you're just working 40 hours a week.
Yeah, she only gets her weekends back, which is normal.
It's so nice. I'm like thriving. And oh, an update from my second job. I won't call them out specifically, but you know who they are. I found out last weekend that there's 26 cases of COVID there. Mm. And the county that they're in, there's 150, like there's not a lot of cases in that county. Mm. So they're like, they're really pulling the weight.
Yeah.
So that's my unexpected good thing. That probably wouldn't have happened without COVID. Go Beavs.
There it is. Well, congratulations on making it out.
Yes. Thanks. Okay. So our final thank yous.
Thank you everyone for listening. Maybe we should end with that one.
Okay, we'll come back.
We'll come back to it. We'll circle around. Thank you. Are we going to go in order of all of our guests? I really can't remember it. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you,
Grant.
Grant.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
Nate. Thank you, Noelle. Thank you, Halston. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Charlena.
Thank you, Aidens and Aiden. Oh. Sorry, I should separate you two. Thank you, Aiden and Aiden.
Thank you,
Wyatt.
Thank you, Kara.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Kit.
Thank you, Deuce.
Oh, Luke.
thank you, Luke.
But yeah, it was truly so fun to like, and if you weren't on the show and you're listening to this, we wanted you. We just ran out of time. But it was so fun to be like, I don't know, calling our friends, catching up with different people.
Indeed.
Having a friend of the week.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Annie, for making our cover art.
Yes. Thank you, Ian, for our music. I still get a kick out of it every time I listen to it.
Oh, every time.
And it's been maybe like in a week from now. It's been a year. It's like a year anniversary of that music, because when we were getting the pod together, I asked him and I was like, oh, it'll take him a while. and he got it done in like 2 days. True. And I was so stressed.
The turnaround was so fast.
He was like, all right, when's the first episode? And I was like,
oh, okay.
But we are coming up on our 1 year anniversary, so it's the year paper. Okay, thank you to Caroline, Kit, Emma, and Mel for all living with me during Q-teen.
Thank you to Hannah and Taylor and Rebecca and Bethany and Hope and Gemma. I'm going to do all the roommates. And Jess Carter for... I'm just thinking everyone who's ever lived in the house.
Yeah.
Some of you for doing quarantine with me.
Yes.
And thanks again, Gemma, for letting us record in the room all the time. Ugh,
the truly, studio.
Truly a takeover of sorts, but...
Thank you to... my boss for not laying me off during COVID. Shouts out, the real one.
Thanks to my boss, I guess, for also not firing me.
Truly, yeah.
After graduating. Yeah. After being like, they said that I can't be on payroll anymore. Thanks to Adam for letting us borrow your canoe. You heard it in Halston's update. Okay. I'm trying to think of everyone's updates. Thank you to the towing company for picking up Wyatt. Thank you to Pacific Power for giving Charlena water. Did they do water? Somebody else. They do power. Who do we pay water to? We don't have to do this.
Thank you to all the trashy TV that Sue has been watching.
Thank goodness. Thank you to Deuce for inspiring this season. And
dare I say,
no, I was gonna try to say the same thing as you, but I couldn't do it because you didn't say anything.
Thank you
for listening.
And that was the thing.
There was. Bye. See you.
Oh wait. Thank you to Catherine, who we're supposed to be meeting, but we're late doing this. So shouts out to her. We'll see you soon.
Find us at Here's the Thing Pod on Instagram. You can send us an email at the same thing. And leave a review on Apple Podcasts. You can't do it on Spotify, but...
Please leave a review. Also, if you have something that you want to do for the first time that you think would be a fun time, hit us up. Let us know. We're interested.
H-U-U. Hit us up.
That was the thing.
That was the thing. There was. Bye.
Mwah. Bye.
Hi, I'm Halston, and here's the thing. What if that clips, though? Do you want a quieter take? Hi, I'm Halston, and here's the thing. Hi, I'm Halston, and here's the thing. Hey, I'm Halston, and here's the thing. Here's there's a dual engine over there. Low flyby.
Stop talking.